It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Fears abound that Greece won't be able to pay off its debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business. At the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world, the debt crisis in Greece is again rattling world financial markets. There is a huge impact in Athens, where the prime minister's cabinet is getting reshuffled today. Investors continue to worry another European banking crisis is on the way. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from our European desk with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
All right, a government defaulting. Isn't that rare, Stephen, especially for a small country? Why is the Greek crisis having this continued global effect?
It's all about interconnectedness. As a member of the Eurozone, Greece is joined at the hip with other heavily indebted Eurozone countries, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy. And between them, they've borrowed more than $3 trillion, much of it from European banks. So the fear is a Greek default could be the first domino to fall. Here's Peter Tarlason of Breaking Views.
The danger is that a Greek restructuring prompts people to start getting worried about the debt of other Eurozone countries, and that then you have a sort of potentially a vicious spiral that affects the confidence in the banking system.
The banking system. But Stephen, this is just European banks. Why the global reaction?
These European banks have got big links with US and Asian banks. It's all about confidence. And some analysts are saying a Greek default could trigger such a widespread loss of confidence that it would be rather like the freeze in lending after the collapse of Lehman Brothers 3 years ago.
When the credit dried up. All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Well, the Greek crisis has European shares down 1% or more. Citigroup said today the total is now 360,000 credit card customers who've had their information stolen by hackers. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 178 points to close below 12,000 at 11,897.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. For the latest in healthcare, Marketplace recently visited Russia for an intriguing look at the changing healthcare system. Visit marketplace.org and click on the health link for more.
Oil is trading at about $94 a barrel today. Saudi Arabia is moving ahead with plans in the near term to increase supply and help keep prices in check. But a new report this morning says the longer-term answer to meeting global oil demand won't come from the Middle East, but rather North America. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reports.
The International Energy Agency says a stronger and faster than expected economic recovery in China and India is pushing global oil demand up. It expects prices to stay on the high side, around $100 a barrel. The IEA's David Fife presented the report this morning in St. Petersburg.
In the U.S., it is a continued development of the Gulf of Mexico, but also, you know, potentially a new frontier sort of being targeted for exploration in sort of Arctic zones.
The higher price of oil means more expensive ways of producing it start looking more attractive. And this is where North America comes in. Oil analyst Samuel Chishuk with IHS Energy says most Middle Eastern and other OPEC countries are running out of spare supply. But the U.S. and Canada have some options.
We basically see a tighter oil market than we were expecting. Higher prices is prompting a response from the supply side.
In Canada, the IEA predicts the environmentally contentious process of oil sands mining will be a critical part of meeting global demand. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
Well, those oil sands are the subject of a Senate committee hearing this week. Lawmakers are looking at whether the U.S. government should buy that controversial crude from Canada. Their question? How will it affect the environment? If Washington says not good, well, Ottawa threatens to sell the oil to China instead. From the Canadian oil sands in Alberta, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
At Canadian oil company Cenovus, executive Drew Zickel-Gansberger knows that the U.S. is his chief market. And that's rough, since Americans are debating if Canadian crude is environmentally too dirty.
So right now we're standing on a well pad.
Zickel-Gansberger's answer? Nuh-uh.
And these trees around this well pad will never get disturbed because we're extracting the oil sands from underneath.
Critics say, yeah, but pumping Canadian oil takes lots of energy and therefore carbon emissions. Some argue it's the dirtiest oil on the planet.
The U.S. has some choices to make, whether they still want us to access their market. At the same time, though, we are also looking at other markets.
Like China. Political? No, it's rational business. For the next two decades, Asia will be the growth market. In fact, Canadian oil already goes there. Industry consultant David Goldwyn.
Canada already has a Western export line, which brings oil by pipe to the West Coast. Oil also moves by rail.
More pipelines and deeper ports are under discussion in Canada, all going west.
We need to participate in global growth markets, not singular, stagnant markets.
That's Calgary economist Peter Terzakian. And yes, stagnant market is you and me. He figures U.S. demand peaked 5 years ago.
It is permanent. You can see it in the data. People are starting to drive a little bit less. And then importantly, people are buying more commonsensical vehicles.
Canada's China card is meant to provoke an emotional response. But economist Phil Verleger doesn't worry. He says if China buys Canadian crude, we will simply go somewhere else. And he thinks the risk of a big supply disruption is overdone.
The United States has a strategic reserve of 720 million barrels of crude oil, which provides us more security than we need for almost all occasions.
Whether that's right or not, one thing's clear. More of the world's oil will flow to Asia. In Alberta, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, last week, Google famously paid tribute to the late guitar giant Les Paul's birthday on its homepage, transforming the word Google into musical strings that people could record into a song. Soon, versions of everything from Freebird to Stairway to Heaven started popping up on YouTube. Well, now, website Extreme Tech says all that music making cost the world more than $268 million in lost productivity. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Waikiki Beach brings Hawaii about $2 billion in revenue every year. But like the beach's sandy stretches, that revenue is in danger of being washed away.
I look at it as triage. What beaches can we save for the next generation, and what beaches are going to be difficult to save?
I'm Kai Rizdal, Changing Climates, Disappearing Beaches, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.